Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
You know, I keep taking my glasses off that I have for reading the computer between shows, and then I forget, and I'm like, oh, shit, I better put them back on. And I have to do it as the show open is running, because I'm that far behind with stuff.
Well, that, you know, you're doing a lot over there.
There's a lot going on. A lot going on. Ah, boy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading the show. Thanks for telling a friend if you've been doing that. And thanks for shopping that shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It is appreciated. Coming up today, Jason has an idea for something.
Oh. No.
We're going to get to it. I don't care if it sucks. We're going to do it.
It's on the record.
Plus, a man's penis falls off.
Ooh.
And we have another racist. But a different kind of racist.
Oh.
It should make you feel good.
Okay.
This does not involve any African Americans at all.
Oh, that's okay.
No black people were harmed in the making of this racist video.
That's great.
It's not.
Wow.
It really isn't. So this weekend, I think the wife and I are heading to Reading.
Ooh.
I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
For those fire retardant suits.
Yeah. Well, everything already burned down.
Yeah.
Everything already burned down. Yeah, well, her birthday is coming up in a few weeks, so, we'll head up there so she'll get to see some of her family and, get this text, because her family likes to play cards and such. Which, whatever.
Yeah.
I get a text saying, hey, do you think we can make it to Reading by 7 p.m.? Because I'd already gotten the text from her aunt who said, hey, there's going to be poker on Friday night. So I get the text from Leslie saying, hey, do you think we can make it to Reading by 7 p.m.? And I said, no, but we can probably make it there by 8.
Oh.
Because I got to work.
Yeah.
I can't just bolt out of work 3 hours early because everybody wants to go to Reading.
Yeah.
But, it's
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's different. Get out of town for a little bit.
Yeah.
Someplace hotter than Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, why not? go hot.
Go hotter. It'll be our first road trip in the new car.
Well, that'll be nice.
Cool. First real road trip.
In the spaceship.
The Chevy Volt.
It even goes... It sounds like a Jetson car.
It sounds like nothing. It will kill you. If you really want to run over somebody, get an electric car. And make sure the battery's fully charged. They will not hear you coming.
They won't.
Be all over for them.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So that's probably our weekend. SummerSlam is this weekend.
Ooh.
Are you going to be back in time for that?
Maybe, you know, the pre-show starts at 2:00.
So no.
So we may not be back for the start of that, but because everything streams on the WWE network, we'll probably get back. I would think we'll be back here by 3 or 4. So we'll go ahead and we'll start everything and it'll be on a bit of a delay. So we'll just stay off of Twitter. Mm. Stay off Twitter, stay off social media so you don't get any spoilers on stuff.
Yeah.
But,
I might hit you up Sunday.
Yeah, if we're back, totally.
Mm.
Totes my goats.
Totes my
goats. In October they announced that they're going to have the very first ever all women's pay-per-view event.
What?
Nothing but ladies. Except for the referees, because they don't have any female referees.
Yet.
I think there's one in NXT, so I'm sure there's some in the pipeline, but right now there are no female referees in WWE. But very, very, very interesting. Anything fun for you this weekend, Jason?
So Friday is a big day for me because it's my 5 years of not having a drink.
Hey, congratulations.
So, that's a big day. Saturday.
Cheers.
at Chaz. And then on Saturday, we're going to San Francisco for the day with my cousin and his wife for her birthday.
Nice.
Gonna hang out there for the day, and I think that that's it. We definitely have to go to Costco and the grocery store probably on on Sunday. So that's married life.
Yeah, even single life, you got to go to the grocery store at some point.
Yeah, but you're not like beholden. Like,
it's not a day.
Yeah, well, it's also not like when I would go to the grocery store, I could get by with buying like pizza rolls and Totino pizzas.
That's how you got that body.
And maybe some Caesar salads that were prepackaged that would last a few days.
Uh-huh.
But when you have a kid and you have a wife, like you could, but she doesn't want to do that most likely.
Right.
And the kid would probably be okay with it, but it's probably not a good idea. So.
No, they need to have all their teeth before you give them pizza rolls.
Yeah.
That's
not all of them, but they have to have a few of them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, CJ's been eating the same thing as we've been eating, since I think about, what was it, like 9, 8, 10 months, I think, or something like that. We started giving her.
So the burrito that you brought home on Saturday was for her?
That's for my sister who's watching.
The full burrito.
The full burrito.
Unreal. Kareem, anything fun this weekend?
I will be in Oakland.
Ooh.
Tomorrow is Saturday. It's Friday now. So tomorrow at the Emojo Festival. Emojo Festival, taking pictures.
The Emoji Festival?
Emoja.
Oh, okay.
What's Emoja?
It means unity.
Oh, okay. That brings a question to my mind. What the fuck is the Banana Festival? And I know you went, so I'm curious.
It's a celebration of bananas and peoples.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, shit. So they just have like a bunch of different food made out of bananas. So you get banana bean pies made with banana.
Mm-hmm.
Bean pie. Oh, yeah. I just learned about bean pies.
Yeah.
I didn't know about bean pies.
Yeah. So I had a really good bean pie. Bean pie made out of banana. Banana daiquiris. Pretty much anything that you can think of that can be made, cake wise. Dessert wise, they had made out of banana. And then they had like music and, two fashion shows.
Okay.
The fashion show, I think they had one Saturday and they had another one Sunday. I didn't go Saturday, so I I'm not sure, but I saw some pictures, so I'm almost certain they did. And then, people set up booths and whatnot and sold their wares and whatnot.
Their banana goods.
Yes.
I wish
I would have known. CJ loves bananas.
Like, oh, I thought you needed some banana hammocks.
No, yeah. I have plenty.
So it's every year around this time.
Oh, see, next year we need to go as a podcast with a megaphone and just yell, "Where are the banana hammocks? We need banana hammocks."
Oh, and there's nothing like a banana cream pie.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I actually had some good banana pudding, which can never find in the. Like, never find out here, so.
Like with vanilla wafers, right?
Yeah. Tell him if you only got vanilla wafers on top, that's not banana pudding.
Yeah.
That's some white shit.
Yeah. Get them on the bottom.
But yeah, so like I said, a bunch of vendors, a bunch of booths, some entertainment, face painting for the kids. They have like a train that goes through.
Oh.
So, yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
I want to get a bean pie.
Yeah,
I never even knew what a bean pie was or what it meant to a certain community until I saw like a small documentary on it. And I was like, holy shit! Like it's a truly like American Muslim, African American Muslim, like thing, like straight up it's safe neighborhoods,
Nation of Islam thing.
Thank you, Minister Farrakhan.
That's what it is. It was fun. A black lady puts it on, but it's a thing for everybody. So
sure.
But yeah, it's cool. She said I had some good banana pudding this year.
It's funny because I'd never heard of it before this year.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known because I seriously, like, CJ says nana, like she loves bananas. And yeah. They have to be like, she doesn't like ones that are maybe a little green. She wants it like, yeah. You know,
and,
right.
And part of it is they moved location a couple of times. So they're at Williamland Park over by Sac City. I think they tried a fairground, in Stockton 1 year and then they did another place, but Williamland Park seems to be the best place for it because people know where it's at and they just kind of, it's less hassle to find. But I got some really good pictures out of it.
There you go.
So.
All right. As promised, we have more racist video. And again, no African Americans were harmed in the making of this racist video.
Never had a confrontation like this where someone assaults him with a hot substance simply because of his race.
Get out of my face!
It's more than Miguel Sanchez bargained for when he and his coworker arrived at this upscale Century City apartment complex on Saturday, hired as contractors to do repairs on an owner's unit. An irate resident with her two dogs in tow physically blocks them from driving into the garage to begin their work before launching an attack with a hot liquid.
There's a lady being super racist and crazy right now. I'll give it to you guys. I'm going to show you. She doesn't let us in. We work here.
The men pulled out the garage remote and unit keys given to them by the owner to prove their claims, but it only fueled her enraged state as she abruptly tosses a full cup of coffee in Sanchez's face.
I told you 8 times to get out of my face!
Call the police on you right now.
She was calling us wet bags, and we're probably there to steal their stuff. After all those racial comments on us, I got my phone out and I started recording. She took two steps forward and she threw the coffee directly at my face.
You were more shocked at the act.
I was more sad about the incident. I never expected that would happen, and especially in LA.
LAPD officers quickly responded to the scene with a media representative confirming to KTLA Tonight that since officials didn't witness this assault, it was up to Sanchez to request a private person arrest to detain this alleged attacker, but that he chose not to take any action against her for this misdemeanor battery since he wasn't severely burned. His video, which has gone viral since posting it online, generated numerous comments criticizing his decision, which he defended tonight.
I can make a difference in this world knowing that I know that if I act like this, maybe it will make other people think that we're all not so bad, that just because of the color of my skin or because of the job that I do.
You poor fool.
Like, really, because now she can sue him.
Yeah.
Well, she can't sue him. I mean, it's pretty evident what's happened.
No, he posted a video detrimental to her character. Like, she could possibly mount a lawsuit against him.
You know what she can mount? She can mount her own fist.
I'm just saying, she's a fucking crazy woman whose life is going to be ruined.
Do you know where her lawsuit's going to go? Nowhere. Yeah. Her lawsuit's going nowhere. Because you can't sue someone because they captured you acting like a racist asshole.
No, but when your actions caused them to lose money.
Her actions caused her to lose money. His actions didn't cause
anything.
There's
no charges filed, so nothing happened.
Except he could file charges anytime because he's got it on camera.
I wish he would have.
There's literally no doubt. But thanks for taking her side.
I'm not taking her side.
You're totally taking her
side. Kareem
is taking her side, isn't she? Isn't he? It's like, look at that.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm saying that you need to fucking prosecute. you don't let it go. Like, you can't let her go. Like, you can't, like, there's not, sorry. Like, you don't get a do-over at this point in the game.
Yeah, just because, I wasn't severely burned. No. And if I don't press charges, then maybe people will, no. These fucking people don't care that you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
They don't care that you turn the other cheek.
She's gonna hate you for the rest of your life, dude. Like,
well, and people like her are going to have the same exact feeling toward anybody who happens to be Hispanic.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to be. Do you know why? Because they're fucking racist. Just making that clear. In case you were missing out. All right. Let's move forward here. I want some music with this. I need to have some music for this. Not dildo. I need something I need something triumphant that lets people know that this is, the 12 fucking rules for success. So I think we need some success music.
Son of a bitch.
He's a little bit old school. Yeah!
This is just a little old school.
Well, it is now. This has been posted on social media. It is from 2017. And the name on the bottom is Craig Harper, who I believe is Australian, or someone is Australian. Maybe not. Here are the 12 fucking rules for success. Number one, do the fucking work. Don't be lazy. Number two, stop fucking waiting. It's time. It's time. It's Vader time. Number three, rely on yourself. The universe doesn't give a fuck. Number four, be fucking practical. Success is not a theory. Number five, be productive early. Don't fuck around all day. Number six, don't be a fucking baby. Life's hard. Get on with it.
Exactly.
Here's one that's really, really, really important. Number seven, don't hang out with fuckwits. You know you're hanging out with fuckwits. Cut them out of your life. They're only going to drag you down. Let's have a breakdown. Number eight, don't fucking waste energy on shit you can't control.
Amen.
Number nine, stop bullshitting. It's fucking embarrassing. Number 10, stop being a fucking people pleaser. It's sad, Jason. Number 11, stop putting toxic shit in your body. It's fucking stupid. This beer is all natural, I'll have you know. And number 12, stop doing the same fucking thing and hoping shit will change.
Yes.
I have turned this into a PDF and I have printed a copy. I have a copy for work and a copy for home. Because even sharing it on social media, it'll disappear. It'll pop up in a year in one of your memories. But it won't be front and center. I suggest that you find this, the 12 fucking rules for success, and print it up. Keep a copy for yourself. You can go ahead and black out the word fucking if you want. If you got little kids around, and you don't want to hear your fucking swearing. Yeah, new white Nikes to the test. Anywho, those are the 12 fucking rules for success.
Yeah.
Grounded. Okay, sorry, Jason.
I get it. There's some of them that I don't necessarily,
Oh, okay. Let's hear your argument against some of them.
There's really one, and that's just because, I mean, I've gone with the 5 years of not drinking.
Sure.
One of those things was, going to certain meetings. And one of those things is you learn that you can't rely on yourself. The universe doesn't give a fuck. Like a big part of it is actually realizing that relying on yourself is what got you into trouble in the first place.
In certain instances, yeah, and I can see where you're coming from.
So,
but in this respect, it's the people that are like, you know what? If I show up and I do an okay job, I'm going to get a promotion and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Because the universe is good. The universe don't give a fuck. In that respect.
Right.
This is a rule for success. In what you're talking about, I agree with you.
But see, my success is all dependent on that, though. You know what I mean? Like, so it's I can't have that duality. Like, but a lot of shit's don't fucking waste energy on shit you can't control. That's a huge part of what I do every day. Also, like that's like you know, like yeah, fuck, don't bullshit, don't lie, fucking don't be a bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of shit. Yeah, I mean, like it's like I said, like I like 11 of those 12 fucking rules. And so, I can modify. I'm sure that Craig would be fine if I modified one of the rules a little bit.
So, you said the thing you learned was that you couldn't rely on yourself?
Correct.
That only relying on yourself is what got you into this situation.
You in trouble, yeah.
Not reaching out to others for help and support.
No, it's more of a higher power thing. Like, you have to have a belief in something other than yourself to understand that you are to be held accountable. Like, and whatnot.
It's the religion. But, it's the religious sort of part of the 12-step program.
Which is the reason that I succeeded is because I went to meetings where it was the LGBTQ community, and it wasn't because I did go to I had gone to meetings which were totally like fire and brimstone, Christian soldier, like, you know, everything was God and stuff like that. But I went to this one, and people have different things that they find as their higher power. It's just realizing that you got yourself into trouble because you listened to that voice inside that you shouldn't be listening to, and you need to have some else. Yeah, but that's it. That's
no, you got yourself in trouble because you didn't listen to that voice inside that tells you what you're supposed to do.
Well, maybe the voice inside of him is fucked up.
No, it's not. I don't like that one at all. Because
you don't like the list or his exception to it?
I don't like his exception to it.
Okay.
Because I don't like that one too. Because one is, your lesson here is to learn to trust yourself. Because the voice that you were listening to that led you the wrong way was the voice that doubted what the other voice had told you. Which is, at your core, you knew what the right thing was to do. And that other voice is that voice of doubt that sends you down the other path.
We're going to agree to disagree on this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I will say this. The secret of my success is that I'm living 25 hours a day. Yeah! Remember when they were trying to make Michael J. Fox a movie star? I do.
I love this movie,
The
man.
Secret of my success is that I moved to New York and worked for my uncle's company.
Yeah.
Started the mailroom and fucked his wife. Yeah! How are you living? Oh, yeah! 25 hours a day, and then just a bunch of na-nas. Na-na, 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 na. All right. I didn't know that was going to be so controversial. You know, I guess you never can tell. What exactly is fucking popping up in the background of this computer? What exactly? There is literally nothing open that is doing that. I Moving on. All right. So New Jersey.
Fuck New Jersey.
Let's just get to New Jersey. New Jersey is a weird fucking place.
Hey.
And I'm just gonna say this that. Thing right here
is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about.
Pay attention, ladies.
The finer things in life.
The finer things.
Who that dress so scandalous? And you know another nigga couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots.
Alright, so that's the thong song by Cisco. Fun story, I went to Memphis for a job interview in 2000, and I was in a newsroom, and there was a really hot young reporter, and Cisco is from Memphis. He was touring with Justin Timberlake, also from Memphis. And she was very upset and said the following out loud in the newsroom. I can't, bless you, I can't believe I have to go do a story about the thong song. Just saying. Now, during a July 26th Ocean City, New Jersey meeting, Councilman Michael DeVigler said the city's First Ward said he'd received an email from a resident regarding thongs on the beach and said he would be bringing the issue to the table, saying, "I had some very sincerely write to me an email regarding thongs on the beach. The individual is offended by thongs on the beach and was asking that we create some sort of legislation to make it more modest." A more modest thong? Now, when speaking with New Jersey Advanced Media, he said it was not easy to bring the thong topic up during the meeting, saying, "We've always been in a conservative community. When somebody brings something to my attention, I have an obligation to float it out there and see if there is a wider support."
Float it wider.
For something like that. He said that there has not been any outcry. There will likely be no further action. Saying, "Well, we want to be a welcoming community, and we want to be somewhere where people can relax. I put it out there to see what people thought. It did not generate a whole lot of activity compared to the two other items in the business discussed at the meeting." He said he since mentioned the email during the meeting. Some people have made a couple of lighthearted jokes. Said since then, other than some ribbing I get from folks on the beach, I haven't heard anything on it. Oh, hey, Michael, you got a thong under there?
I know it! I got the thong on.
I was gonna play the audio for it, but it's like a 10-minute clip, and I just don't have the energy.
I'll have to search for hours.
No, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. All right, now here's an important lesson in not ignoring warnings.
Okay.
Because a man's penis fell off and rotted away after he ignored warning signs.
Uh-oh.
I need to know what these signs are. We don't need no shit like that.
Yeah, seriously.
After ignoring his symptoms for 12 months, the 82-year-old finally went to the hospital for help. The patient from India was suffering from a huge ulcer on his penis.
Christ.
As well as severe swelling and skin shredding. Doctors drained the pus-filled swelling next to his penis, and he was prescribed antibiotics, but things only got worse from there. 2 weeks later, he was rushed to the hospital after the ulcer caused his penis to fall off and rot.
No!
The doctor from King George's Medical U said a clinical examination revealed the ulcer caused the man's penis to drop off. The man also had some hard lumps down on the left side of his groin, despite denying any history of sexually transmitted infection. Tests on the residual penile stump revealed the man had squamous cell carcinoma. It's a type of skin cancer. So he's had his penis out. The loss of the penis damaged the man's urethra, leaving him unable to go to the toilet.
Ooh.
Although doctors performed surgery to construct a catheter to allow him to wee, he died 15 days later. He was 82. He lived a full life with his penis and a little bit without it. The patient neglected his initial symptoms and eventually developed penile auto-amputation. His penis fell off.
Auto-amputation.
Auto-amputation. Audio amputation of the penis due to carcinoma penis is very rarely reported in the literature.
I wonder why.
I mean, it's from dailystar.co.uk, but I'm having questions as to how authentic this story might be. But it's a fun story to talk about, a man's penis falling off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to see that?
In India.
Dang, Indians will do anything.
I'm sorry. I believe my penis has fallen off. I believe my penis has fallen off, and I do not know what to do.
Ooh.
I would have been here sooner, but my penis fell off.
Happens to the best of us. Sorry.
Look, I was ignoring things for a very long time.
Not trying to have that happen at all.
Sometimes it just happens, bro.
Very long time.
Happened.
No, we're not trying to have it happen at all.
I'm not trying to. It just happens.
No.
It's like saying people, like, they get married, want to get a divorce. Like, or, like, you know, nobody ever wants to get a divorce when they get married.
Well, not right away.
And nobody ever wants their penis to fall off.
No.
Sometimes it just auto-amputates itself. It's like, man, I put up with abuse from you for 80 years.
Hey, have you played the lottery lately?
I have.
Well, the lottery is playing you. A whistleblower is alleging drunken body behavior at the California Lottery. Sent a letter and photos to Jerry Brown. A package of body photos allegedly showing senior state lottery leaders carrying on at the Southern California Piano Bar, with one image showing an official putting his head up a woman's shirt, was sent to Governor Jerry Brown's office in an appeal from an anonymous employee urging the administration investigate the department. Brown's office said he is asking the Attorney General's office to look into the letter and the attached photos. His spokeswoman said the contents of the letter are troubling. If you missed it, there's the head up the lady's shirt. She seems to be enjoying it.
Yes.
Although that's not really appropriate for a business trip. It was the second time that the package and an appeal for investigation was sent to the administration. A similar anonymous package was sent a year ago. The Sacramento Bee received a copy at the time, as well as the latest package. This time, the employee wrote a letter on lottery stationery, saying these types of unprofessional shenanigans have become a regular practice of the management team when they travel to the meetings. Russ Lopez, a spokesman for the California State Lottery, declined to comment. I mean, what's he going to say? There are photos. The scene allegedly unfolded after a 2016 sales conference. Some lottery employees visited a dueling piano bar where musicians commonly play up body themes. The three-page letter includes a number of instances in which the author contends senior lottery leaders disparaged subordinates and used inappropriate language. The author argues that senior leaders are showing favoritism in their hiring and promotions, too. I'm guessing the person who wrote the letter has not gotten a promotion.
Nope.
Two longtime lottery employees said they were familiar with the letter's allegations, although they were not at the piano bar. They said the anonymous complaints reflect low morale in the department. Because I guess they don't get to go to the parties?
Yes.
Saying, I feel it's sad that our coworkers have to go through such great lengths to bring attention to this cronyism. That's from Paulina Ishaya, the lottery sales representative and shop steward for SEIU Local 1000. So people are afraid to come forward. It's unfortunate they're just afraid. People tell me something and they say, don't quote me on that. So when you buy that scratcher, just know the people behind it are scratchers too. Maybe their penis will fall off. So Kylie Jenner had a birthday party and someone collapsed.
What?
They had to call the ambulance.
No.
Well, we found out what was up.
Existing.
It was a model. Pictures were released showing someone wheeled out of the party on a stretcher and put into an ambulance. It's like, oh no, there's a blonde girl being put into an ambulance. Everybody be concerned. Spotify listeners. Yeah, thank you. It's now been revealed the woman who was stretchered out of the party was an Australian fitness model, Tammy Hembro. In a new video uploaded to her YouTube channel, she explains what actually happened. According to her, she was running on 30 hours of no sleep, struggling to stay awake, and revealed she could barely keep her eyes open while getting ready for the party. Well, then maybe stay home, bitch.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to be fun. She explained that her exhaustion was down to a recent breakup and throwing herself into work to keep distracted. She also mentioned that she has her children the majority of the time, too. And then there's a photo of her ass hanging out and her two children.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
That's all the pictures she posts.
Mm-hmm. She said, I've been trying to keep myself busy and not really taking time to think about how I'm actually feeling or focusing on myself. I probably definitely shouldn't have been drinking because of how jet-lagged I was. I already wasn't feeling well at all. If you're having a problem staying awake while you're getting ready, you definitely should not drink.
Yes.
Tammy then revealed that the reason she was escorted from the party in an ambulance was because she collapsed. She said, I'm already super, super embarrassed about it. Going on to address the trolls who've been passing judgment on what happened, she said, "You never know what someone is going through." And then she thanked her fans for their love and support. I know what you're going through. Alcohol.
Lots of it.
Lots and lots of alcohol. All right. Where are we? Oh, okay. We got plenty of time. All right, Jason. It's time. It's time for your bit.
Well, we didn't talk about it beforehand. So, I mean, like my bit was an idea.
Okay.
That we shouldn't talk about on air. Because by talking about it on air, it makes it not a bit anymore. It makes, like, people will now know what the bit is when they hear it next time. So, it was an idea that I have.
Okay.
To insert into the show. I'd like to bring commercials to the show, I guess. Mm. In the middle of the show. But we can talk more about that. That was my bit. Like, and then today I got a thing off the treasure truck, so my lunch, instead of writing, went to that. So, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. But, I think it's a fun idea, and I think you might think it is also, so.
Well, then we'll have to do that, next week or something. All right, then let's do this instead.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
This is Willie Edwards. Willie Edwards is an 18-year-old who appeared ready to repel all manner of foes when recently arrested for driving an unregistered vehicle. Now, before she was booked into a Manatee County jail, an incident reports... Oh, I'm sorry, that's a man. My bad. That doesn't look like a man. Before being booked, that's how you get in trouble, Eddie Murphy. That's how Eddie Murphy got in trouble. Before being booked into the Manatee County Jail, an incident report notes the Florida man's purse was searched and yielded two cans of pepper spray and two cans of fart spray.
Yeah, definitely a dude.
The incident report does not indicate why Edwards needed all of those sprays or why just one fart spray would not suffice. Edwards, who's a Bradenton resident, was relieved of his array of sprays, which police marked for safekeeping. Free on $120 bond, Edwards is scheduled for an August 22nd court appearance on the misdemeanor charge. So that's what we got.
Oh, man.
Two cans of fart spray.
Who doesn't love some fart spray?
Eddie Murphy. All right. Ben and Jerry's. Who doesn't love Ben and Jerry's?
I love it.
I do too.
Ben and Jerry's, friend of the show, the Poobah of PR I went to high school with. And these are some stories that came out just this week. Here's some 10 weird and wonderful flavors of Ben and Jerry's from around the world that we cannot get here in the U.S. Of course, we have listeners around the world, so maybe where you are, you can get this. A lot of them are from England, so. Home Sweet Honeycomb. That's from the UK. People there are loving the pint of sweet cream ice cream, a honey caramel swirl, and milk chocolate covered honeycomb chunks. Even sweeter, the flavor urges fans to asking European leaders to give vulnerable refugees a safe place to call home.
Oh.
My Cherry Amour. Fans of Cherry Garcia would love it. It's only available in mini cups in Japan. It features white chocolate ice cream with cherries and white chocolate cups. Yep. The UK is also where you can get birthday cake Ben and Jerry's.
Mm.
This year is their 40th birthday. 40 years of peace, love, and ice cream euphoria. UK is celebrating with a pint of birthday cake featuring vanilla cake batter, ice cream, pink frosting, strawberry swirls, and cake pieces. The Witch. Ooh. Ever take a scoop of your favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor, put it between two cookies? In the UK, fans don't even need their own cookies. They can grab the Witch. Chewy cookies sandwiching chocolate fudge brownie or chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Ooh, I want one of those.
Right? The Cookie Dough Switch Up. That's inspired by the Witch. The cookie-laden pint is bursting with euphoria. Vanilla ice cream, chocolatey sandwich cookies, chunks of chocolate chip cookie dough, and a chocolatey cookie swirl.
Hmm.
Seems like the UK is the place to go if you want to have some Ben and Jerry's. We talked about the Banana Festival. You can get Banana Whiskey Foster. Caramelized banana ice cream, butterscotch toffee pieces.
Oh my God, I want that.
Cookie Carnival in Japan. Mm-hmm. It's vanilla ice cream, vanilla cookie pieces, and chocolate cookie pieces. And finally, there's a couple more. In the UK, there are four topped flavors featuring spoonable topping. It's a sundae and a pint, euphoric from top to bottom. Salted caramel brownie is one. Strawberry swirled is another. I can read from there. Chocolate and nuts. We love chocolate. We love nuts. With a Z. The combination of chocolate ice cream, white fudge, dark chocolate fudge, and walnuts, a total winner.
No, you shouldn't have put walnuts in there. You had me until you get
only in Japan. Only in Japan. And room for one more? Well, ginger rum, a delightful concoction of ginger rum ice cream and lime candy pieces. Zesty and euphoric. It looks like that is in Japan as well.
Man.
Right? Now, meanwhile, here in the States, you might have seen this, Ben & Jerry's has a light ice cream. The more famous, maybe, light ice cream that everybody is yammering on and on about is Halo Top, which is taking up freezers everywhere. Halo Top, in a lot of instances, is dairy-free, vegan, and soy-free, at least the pint that's on here. Well, Ben & Jerry's released the low-calorie ice cream earlier this year, competing directly with Halo Top, and Business Insider put them to the test. The Halo Top's light ice creams have become more and more popular. Ben & Jerry's released the ice cream of its own back in February. The Ben & Jerry's version comes in three flavors, PB Dough, Caramel Cookie Fix, and Chocolate Milk and Cookies. The pints each have under 160 calories per serving, are low in fat, and with no artificial sweeteners or sugar alcohols.
Oh, that's important.
Though Ben & Jerry's may have more more name recognition, Halo Top surpassed it to be America's top-selling ice cream brand in grocery stores last year. Unlike Ben & Jerry's, all of Halo Top's ice cream flavors are low-calorie, with many flavors having under 350 calories per pint, half of what the low-calorie Ben & Jerry's have per pint. So here's the verdict. They compared Halo Top's non-dairy peanut butter cup with the most similar flavor, which is PB Dough. The premise, both similar, all the flavor of the ice cream with half the calories. They tried Ben & Jerry's first, 160 calories per serving, or 640 for the whole pint. So there's 640 calories per serving. I had 5 grams of fat, 16 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of protein. The flavor was so rich it was hard to eat a lot of it. Amateurs. The mix-ins, in this case peanut butter cookie dough bites, were delicious. Of course they were. The flavor and texture was almost identical to regular chocolate Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Hard to tell the taste difference. Next up was Halo Top. They tried the non-dairy peanut butter cup flavor. That's the most similar again. It only had 80 calories per serving, or 320 for the whole pint. That's about half as many as the Ben & Jerry's flavor. 4 grams of fat, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of protein, and tasted like sawdust. No. It was very almondy, they say. Even though it was a peanut butter flavor made with coconut milk and not almond milk, it was very nutty, but the peanut butter flavor didn't come through as much. Whoops. It was much lighter and more refreshing than the Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It wasn't as rich or filling, and it definitely would have been easier to eat the whole pint because of that. Both ice creams had the similar taste and texture to regular ice cream. I don't find that to be true with Halo Top. I've tried it, and I don't care for it.
I haven't tried it.
Who doesn't want to eat the whole pint, regardless of how filling it is?
Right. But the Ben & Jerry's had the much richer, better flavor, more mix-ins. It was the better low-calorie ice cream by far!
Of course.
By far! By far.
Hey, don't come for Ben & Jerry's.
Well, and that's the thing. And I know all about the Halo Top. Yeah, they weaseled their way into the stores. They got all popular with the, here's what they did. They went to the ladies. They went, look, ladies, you can eat all the ice cream you want and it doesn't have any calories. Look at this. Ooh. And they fell for it. By the way, if you really don't want calories, don't eat ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
if you're going to eat ice cream, do it right. Why are you treating yourself half-assed?
That's the thing is like, I think it's so important to realize that it's a treat, right? Like, it's a treat. It's not a, I don't know. It is easy. There was a time in my life where I would eat a whole pint every time. I'd get home from my security job when I was like 18. I'd get home at like, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd have a pint of Ben and Jerry's and then watch movies until the sun came up.
Let me tell you something. Here's the thing. And Kareem said this, and I completely agree. Most people have sat down with a pint of Ben and Jerry's and finished the whole thing.
Yep.
I think for most people, unless you sit down and go, unless you go and take it out and scoop it out into a bowl, you're more likely than not to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fucking delicious.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It's delicious. Is it great that you've spent 1,200 calories on one dessert? No. But if you don't do it all the time, big deal.
And here's the thing too, is like what you can also learn to do is like the self-control that we practice in the house, we buy ice cream sandwiches. So we bought
I don't know that that's the thing.
No,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, so it's, cause it's a third of a, mm-hmm. a pint, right?
Sure.
So, then we're for sure not going to eat the whole pint.
All right. Fine. I'll buy that. Whatever you're going
to do. Man, listen, I just want to keep ice cream in the house to keep my wife happy.
I'm an all or nothing guy. If I'm going to get it, I'm probably going to eat it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather not get it.
Yeah.
And I can completely stay out of her ice cream. We have a different enough taste in ice creams that I can stay out of her ice cream.
My wife will not.
will not stay out of your ice cream?
She will not stay out of my ice cream. If I don't eat it all and I put it back in the freezer, she will eat it.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? You know what that means?
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, I'll give you a second, Jason. Kareem, anything been bugging you this week?
I've been hurting people's feelings again.
Okay.
By telling the truth.
Okay.
Stop being a little bitch.
I believe that was on the list.
Stop being a little bitch. You're right, it is on the list. Yeah, so stop being a little bitch. Don't try to weasel out of shit. And then get upset because you got called on trying to weasel out of shit. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's all I can say on the air because.
Fair enough.
Yes. But yeah, if you stop trying to weasel out of shit, do what you're supposed to do. Then I don't have to act like an asshole. And I didn't even really act like an asshole because I didn't call you out your name. I didn't cuss at you. I just told you I see what you're doing. You're not going to get away with this shit. Do what you're supposed to do.
I see ya. I see ya.
I see something in the way of things.
Jason?
Fucking stupid racist white people. It's like... So, there's this girl that I know. I've known her since I was in 8th grade.
Okay.
And we've been friends. We've known each other that long. She's not my closest friend anymore, but we have a mutual friend she's very close to me. She posted a thing today from some conservative thing about a guy talking about where were the NFL players while they were off this whole season, and now they're coming and they're protesting again. As soon as the season starts up, all of a sudden they're protesting now. They weren't protesting. Where were they? Where were they protesting for the last?
Maybe they weren't anywhere where the anthem was playing.
So she posted this. She posted this, and I was like, "Oh, there's a comment on here. Let's see what this comment says." because I know that it's going to be upsetting. And her husband posted on her thing, I almost don't want to watch the NFL anymore. And I respond, then don't.
Yeah.
Like,
they'll be all right without you.
I'm just so fucking tired of, like, that's your thing. Like, why is this your thing? Why are you so embroiled in under, like, this, why is it upset you so much? Like, I just wanted to just unload on him and his wife and bring out a bunch of shit. Like, who are they to fucking judge or say shit? Do you know where he met her? He met her while she was working at the Hustler Club. And, like, for them to act, like, in any way that they have any moral, like any type of moral superiority or any type of betterness than anybody else is just so infuriating to me. It's like the Marines that I know that are totally right-wingers and are ridiculous, that fought for the country and shit like that, that just, like, I don't fucking get it. I just don't get it. And this, I get it, they're racist. I know they're racist.
No. They are Marines for a reason.
I just erased the comment. It's like the second time I've erased a comment in the last 2 weeks. Off, like, I posted it and then I delete it. Because at the same time, I don't have energy to do it online because I'm already, like, semi, like, I need to stop looking at my phone in the first place. Like, because I can't do anything about that. I'm not going to change anybody's mind. I'm not going to do anything. I should just unfriend them. Or not even that. Just, like, wait until I'm in person with them, man, and I can call them on their fucking racist bullshit and make them feel horrible. Like, and if they don't, they don't. That's fine. But then they know exactly how I feel, and I've done it to their face. But I just need it. I'm just fucking tired of it. I'm tired of stupid fucking white people. And, like, I mean, like, I know that everybody, I know Kareem's been done with them for a while. But I'm just fucking done. Like, I don't want to say I'm looking forward to it, because I'm not looking forward to a confrontation with anybody. But the moment somebody tries to, if a tape comes out, when it comes out, with Trump saying the N-word, where he says it, and somebody even tries in any way to do any support about the president and say that he's not racist, like, it's over. Like, I'm not going to be able to not get into the conversation my wife told me that I can't get into. Because once you pass that line, once you said or defended somebody using the N-word for any reason, I listen to a lot of rap and I listen to a lot of hip-hop. I listen to a lot of music where they use the N-words. I may have used the N-word because I repeated lyrics when I was younger. Even because I was stupid when I was younger. I may have said something that was stupid. I'm talking preteen years, all right?
Look, I said it on stage at Luna's, but I asked Art if it was okay first.
Yes.
And he didn't say no.
So
he said, say it at your own risk.
You were there that night.
So it's just hard for me. It's there's no defense for it. You know, I mean, and we live in a time where you can't have any defense for any use of that word. That's why, the reason that tape probably didn't come out, because it probably includes three or four white guys that are making a lot of money, aside from Donald Trump, that were laughing or relating to the joke. Like, Adam Carolla.
They don't want to Billy Bush it up.
They were co-signing.
So they're guilty by association, so they don't want it to come out, and they've helped it not come out.
Hey, I only chuckled when he said, grab him by the pussy.
Yeah. Mark,
so you know what I mean? Like, so that's a real reason, I think, that we haven't heard it yet. If it, you know, when it does exist. So, you know, fuck all of them, man. I'm sorry. Like, you get out in front of that shit. Like, Adam Carolla has a chance now to get out in front of it. If he was there and he did laugh and he was on tape, to come clean and say, you know what, I laughed at an inappropriate joke. You know, the owner of the show was saying the joke. I was trying to be polite, but I realized that was a mistake. And I will learn from that. I don't know, man. I'm done with anybody that was like, I'm done with it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go first.
It's funny because I've been having a running debate with Carla Conrad.
about this same shit. And
like, I can't, I don't even look at her shit anymore, man.
And then finally, forget it. Like, you know, so she was doing what you were, she's doing what you were doing, which was trying to find a way to save them and pretend like it's not their fault.
Right.
I told her, I was like, you turned into the mom who makes excuses for a kid who's a fuck up.
My boy couldn't have done it. He's a good boy. Don't take him to jail.
She doesn't understand the police
did it. It's the police. It's not him. It's the drug treatment center. They didn't treat him right.
The problem is that people have to come to terms with their own innate racism that they have inside of them. And it's a hard thing to do. But when you're raised as a white person in this society, you're going to have it there. It's just there. And if you don't confront it, you don't understand it, and you don't know what's going on, why you might feel that way, and understand and confront that little thing that's in the back of your head when you're walking down the street and you see, you know, three black guys up in front of you, and you're like, shit, they're kind of loud, I should cross against the street. You need to have that voice and presence of mind, like, dude, they're just people enjoying themselves. Shut the fuck up. Like, you need to have that. Like, if you can't confront that voice in your head, you're fucked. And then what happens is you listen to it and you're like, I want to save this person. Because you don't realize. Carla's just fooling herself. Because I've read it. I've been seeing what she's been posting. Yeah. And that she doesn't understand that you can't, until these people decide that they're not, they're gonna accept their racism. Yeah. There's no saving them. Yeah.
And the thing is, I understand why she's doing what she's doing, and she doesn't think that I get it. But I'm like, no, I know exactly why you're doing what you're doing, and I know exactly what you're doing, even though you think that I don't.
Well, you can do it with the best of intentions. Going, I'm trying to find the good in people.
Yeah.
But what? Why are you wasting your energy? No. Why? All right, I have one.
Okay.
Sacha Baron Cohen. Every week, this motherfucker erodes my confidence in our country as a whole and of white guys in general. I mean, sure, there's other people he's, I can only say shine the light on. But I have to ask this. After seeing this past episode, the latest episode of Who is America, I need to know, is there anything someone who claims to have been in the Israeli military could tell a middle-aged white guy in the South to do that he will not do? Because I don't think there is. Now, the first episode, there was an elected official who had his pants down, running at him with his ass cheeks out. This past week, if you missed it, part of the defense was, and he told this story about how he was able to save himself from a terrorist by attacking his penis with his mouth.
Oh, no. No, he didn't. Really?
He did.
He did?
And then, cut to Sacha Baron Cohen, dressed as this Israeli soldier. Now, he was dressed as a soldier all along.
Right.
But now he has a strap-on dildo that he is wearing outside of his clothes. Now, he has instructed this guy that if you take a terrorist into your mouth and use your mouth, you can disarm them. So this is the drill. He has him down on his knees like he's going to be beheaded. This is how you save yourself from a beheading. He's there with this strap on, and he goes, okay, I'm going to behead you. The guy lunges, he says, okay, attack. The guy lunges and grabs the strap-on dildo in his mouth and is then talking to him, back up, drop your guns, everybody get away. And then, Kareem, I don't know if you caught this, at the end, where he threatens the non-existent other terrorists, I've got room in my mouth for two of these.
I didn't finish. I didn't get to that part because...
Your side hurt from laughing too hard? You pissed yourself halfway through?
I stopped it so I could show Barbara because me telling her just wasn't enough.
No. It's not.
But shit, you gotta see this.
And that's how crazy racist people are.
The fear that they feel will drive them to do literally anything. But seriously, if someone claims that they were Israeli military, they can literally tell a scared, gun-loving white guy anything, and he'll fucking do it. He'll charge at them with his ass cheeks out. He will lunge and take a strap-on cock in his mouth and bite down on it. How am I supposed to have any faith in the United States of America and white guys? I'm a white guy. I can't even remotely defend this shit. What the fuck? Sacha Baron Cohen?
Thanks, buddy.
You British son of a bitch. And we haven't even seen what the fuck happened with Sarah Palin yet.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
And again, I hate you for making me watch Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen. That's my grievance. God damn it. Unbelievable. And my wife turned to me at the end of it, and she's like, Every week, it's something more. She's like, where is it going to end? I said, I don't fucking know.
With a tape.
Here's what I don't know. What the fuck is going on in that gym in Georgia? That's where they film fucking Deliverance. I'm never going down to Georgia because the devil and guys that will rape you in the woods live there.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what's going on in Georgia.
I can't wait to see what happens to Sarah Palin now.
Sacha Baron Cohen, that's my grievance. Didn't see that one coming. All right. Screw the... hold on, let me just do this because it's... hold on.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Hmm.
Fuck yourself.
Oh.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
You're a loudmouth schnook.
There we go. I'm on the wrong song. I have to go back to this. Time for this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, it's time for Eat Beat again. Headline this week, pass the sauerkraut.
Was that a German that's upset?
It is. It really is. You are one sauerkraut. That's racist. You can't say that anymore. We settled into chairs at Archives Coffee Shop and talked about food. Germans from Russia food. Dana McVeigh researched and wrote her thesis about food for the master's degree she's receiving this summer at UND. The title is Foodways and Family, The Persistence of Tradition Among Germans from Russia. What? Her faculty advisor is Dr. Douglas Munsky.
I didn't ask her to do this.
I've always been interested in food, how it travels from one generation to the next, she told me, and she's traveled studying food of other countries. In the fall of 2016, she made a trip out to the western part of North Dakota. Where many Germans from Russia settled. Wouldn't they be Russians?
No. Russia, like German, East German Russia.
Germans from Russia.
German Russia.
She attended sauerkraut days at Wishik. She learned of the history from reading materials in the library at North Dakota State University. She's been interested in the Noflia, the sausage and kuchen. Most foods are made from foods grown on the farm and from the dairy cows. In the fall, they usually butcher. They're carrying on the traditions,
coming
she said.
Coming to you live.
I potted down the wrong thing. There we go. they made them from the cows. They made them from the cows, I tell ya. From the cows. All right, back to the music. Hold on here. There must be something. Oh, I think this will be appropriate for. Come on. Mm. I've lost where the mouse is on the computer. That's the problem. Eh. There we go. It's going to do it. It's going to... Anyway. See? Told you. Last summer, she made more trips around North Dakota. To Linton and Ashley. She went to the National Heritage Society convention last year in Bismarck. I was tired of my lady. Workshops featured people with their roots tied to traditions of food, such as little hand pie. That's a euphemism for masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
With pumpkin or sweet potato fillings.
Hand pie.
Little hand pie. Going from Russia, she said, many of the people who settled here lived in Poland and traveled over other countries. Yeah. Because they couldn't fly. During her research, McVeigh read a book, Prairie Mosaics, by the Reverend William Sherman of Grand Forks. She said, I think about one-third of our population is made up of Germans, particularly those who came from southern Russia. Now the Ukraine. That would make them Russians.
I was about to ask that question.
North Dakota has one of the highest concentrations of Germans from Russia in the United States. It's not a thing! It's not a thing! If they're from Russia, they're Russians. They're not Germans. Just because they passed through Germany on the way here doesn't make them Germans from Russia. McVeigh is not one of them. She's originally from Wisconsin.
Wow.
She's been living in the UND campus housing in Grand Forks. She's 57 and lives with her four children.
Wait, hold on a second. I don't understand. So... She's been living in UND campus housing in Grand Forks.
Uh-huh.
She's 57.
Uh-huh.
And lives with her four children.
Correct.
So her four children live with her in the campus housing at Grand Forks?
Correct.
But wouldn't they be adults?
Maybe.
Okay.
Wow.
None of this has to make sense. It's small town news. During her research, McVeigh studied community cookbooks and found the majority have ethnic sections. No shit. She says, if I worked in an ice cream parlor and they only had vanilla, it would be boring. Thanks. She thinks that interest, understanding, and tolerance of other cultures is something this world needs. Finally, I can agree with her. And she said, food is one way of understanding their history. The following are Germans from Russia recipes from the 1983 cookbook published by the Trinity Lutheran Church of Bismarck. Something called Fleischkreisler. It's a dough mixture with flour, salt, sour cream, milk, filled with 2 pounds of hamburger, a finely diced onion, some warm water, and salt and pepper to taste. That you deep fry at 375 degrees. You know, like they did in German Russia.
Right. Because they just had boiling vats of oil hanging out.
The other one is called the Nopfla soup. For broth, 3 to 4 large potatoes diced, 12 cups of water. You boil the potatoes until semi-soft, then beat them off. Then add 1/4 of a cup of... 1/4 to 1/2 cup of chicken base to taste. Mm. The actual nopfla, 4 cups of flour, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 to 1.5 cups of water. The dough should be firm. 1 drop of nopfla into the boiling broth. If the dough falls apart, it's too soft. And add more flour. And then add a small amount of dough into the boiling broth and potatoes. If the creamy broth is desired, add 13 ounces of evaporated milk. And cook for 15 minutes over medium heat. And that's the end of the article. Does it make sense? No, because it doesn't have to, because it's small town news. Just saying. Small town news doesn't have to make sense. I mean, that's the whole beauty of it.
I guess I'd much rather, you know, white people go back to this type of stuff and try to find the roots through the food and things of this nature than go to, like, a white pride meeting. So I guess I'm okay with this.
Oh, speaking of which, the Make America White Again rally that they had in D.C. over the weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
Very, very poor turnout. Apparently the racists were afraid to show up.
Good.
That was my thought, too. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I think they should. Well, you know, stupid snowflakes. Get out there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people losing their jobs.
Yeah. They like, get out there. Come on.
They're already afraid. That's part of why they act this way.
Yeah.
It did my heart good to see about 24 people and, you know, 1,200 protesters. There were literally, someone posted a picture and said, there are more cops than people for the rally. There's more people working at the coffee shop than there are here for the rally. So, there you go.
There we go.
I don't know what a German Russian is, or a Russian German. Was it a Russian German?
German Russian. German's from Russia.
Russians from Germany.
Russian Germans.
Hold on. I'm going to go back here. We got to the end of the song. The show's over. You can stop listening if you want.
Germans from Russia.
All right, Germans from Russia. Oh, the American Historical Society of Germans from Russia. Willkommen in! Here's the Wikipedia page. That'll be easier. It refers to a large numbers of ethnic Germans who emigrated from the Russian Empire, peaking in the late 19th century. It still doesn't make sense to me. I don't get any of this.
Me neither.
It's all very confusing. It's all very confusing. Why can't the white people keep themselves sorted out?
Yeah, why can't they just take care of themselves?
Look, we are German Russians, and we are here because we are Russia. We are ethnically German, but we went to Russia, and now we're back. And we've decided to go to
North... So you're Russians?
We decided to go to North Dakota because...
So you're Americans now.
It's cold and desolate the way we like it.
So are you Americans or
no,
Germans?
No, German Russians from American North Dakota.
No, you're Russians.
No, German Russians North Dakota.
No, so you're Russian
America.
Canada
adjacent.
So you're American Canadian Russian German.
We make soup.
Borscht?
We make potato soup and we deep fry pies. We deep fry meat pies and make potato soup.
That sounds like a lot of people.
No,
that sounds like every culture's food. In some sense.
All right. Well, that's enough of that. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Bye.